and being your stereotype. When people I've never met say I should act more like my quote-unquote self, I feel like they're really saying act more like how I stereotype you to be so I can feel comfortable. She said, I'm myself, as strange as I may be, daily. I think it's really important we all feel free to explore or feel passionate about whatever you wish. In other words, yeah, it's a little confusing at first. I had to read it a couple times. But she's like, don't think, okay, I'm from Australia, I'm a white girl, and whatever box you already have in your head is how I should act externally. You know what I mean? If however I am makes you feel uncomfortable, that's your issue, but it's who I am.
You know, it's interesting as you travel the world. Like, I've been to Germany, I've been to the Netherlands, I've been to, you know, France, I've been to all these different places where... where people adapted to hip-hop culture, and the way they learned it is through, 9 times out of 10, is through Americanized hip-hop.
Right.
And in that process, when you practicing rapping, you practicing like your favorite rapper, whether it's Kanye, whether it's Jay-Z, whether it's Nas, and you do tend to adapt that American dialect. That's what I thought Eve meant. Like, the dialect in which how she raps sounds like she's from the Dirty South, right? Is that how y'all took it?
Chocolate de Hefe, her ex-boyfriend. She sounds like him. Hefe. Hefe Wine.
Hefe, okay, so you feel like she sounds like him. At the same time...
She talks like a pimp.
But everybody makes so many different voices. Like, I think people just take issue with her, one, because she's white, and two, they're just not a fan of her lyrics. So then it's like, okay, let's go and just, like, you know, kind of dent her whole sound. But when Kendrick, when Nicki are all experimenting with all these different voices, nobody says anything. Plus,
Tracy,
what about all the singers from the UK?
When they sing, they sound
American.
Tracy, you're using a bad example. Stop comparing dope-ass lyricists who write their own records and do their own joint and the way they do their records to Iggy. Iggy is like one record and a couple of verses in. You can't even have a conversation.
But I'm talking about sound. I'm not talking about her writing.
I think we hip-hop is putting too much on Iggy Azalea's back.
Yeah.
There should be so much more to talk about, and this is nothing new under the sun. I want to see what the citizens feel like. 888-742-3345. Give us a call.
Behind me just put in both of her headphones, so clearly she's ready to make the commute and get on the freeway. Thanks. On behalf of all other drivers, thanks for putting in fucking headphones. Asshole.
something to eat. The IRS is coming, so I'm back on these beats. Barack push hope, Reagan push dope, Clinton push something down a young gal's throat. Yeah, and since we talking about ropes, white folks, what you know about ropes? Yeah, what you know about trees and men swinging from them that look like me? How you say that don't affect us? Tuskegee, how you let them infect us? Yeah, it's fear of the black semen putting sage on a page to eradicate these demons. This for Tulsa, Oklahoma, this for Rosewood. This for Philly when the cops bomb the whole hood. This for Harlem when the pigs stop and frisk. All my folks from the Cowboy Tail, Belgium sucker, sucker. Boy, I wonder if I'm Nick Dick Grayson. I'ma set you like the Moors with the Masons. The push, the black push, Aborigines, I love you. Take back the bush. Oh, we back on presidents. George was so irrelevant, but he did send the country to hell and a lot of black folks to jail. If we blind, that's fine. I'll mind and I stand in braille. Drop a F-bomb in person, put that hoe in the mail. Oh, pills, they're about to shut down. I was on my way to heaven, then I stopped and turned around. The government, yeah, did shut down. I was on my way to heaven, but I stopped and turned around for my people. I tried to never leave.
It would be dope to hear her with her swag.
Eve, who came by the show recently with Jill Scott.
Yep.
To promote that new movie with this ring that was on a Lifetime Network. And she was speaking about Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, they're weighing in on this ongoing discussion about cultural appropriation. Iggy, she's like, all right, you guys want to hear from me? Hear from me. She went on Twitter and she basically said that I may be strange, but that's who I am on the daily. Everybody else, feel free to explore who you are and just stay true to yourself.
All right. I want to ask the citizens what you think. I personally, I'm getting tired of the argument. Iggy Azalea, and plus I like the song Fancy, so maybe that's one of my guilty pleasures. What's the other one? Beg for It? I like that one, too. But, I think by having this conversation and putting it all on Iggy's back, it's almost like a witch hunt. Iggy just somebody who learned about rap music. I wouldn't expect her to know the history. Just like when I have well-known artists come up, Pepper B, and I may ask them about a Public Enemy record. And
right.
Like, they don't know what the
hell. But are they mad, though, Sway? What's the thing, though? Are they mad at Iggy for not knowing the history, or are they mad at her because of how she sound? Like, Tracy and I talked about this earlier. I'm just confused about the whole argument here.
They're mad at her because of her success, number one, and number two, that she's been identified as one of the a representative for rap and hip-hop music. So when you go to the Grammys and she's nominated for a bunch of Grammys or the American Music Awards, that's when a lot of people, and mostly artists, if you think about this conversation, a lot of it is artists who got upset or who are getting upset, which is a bigger problem that we deal with in the music business altogether. But to put it all on Iggy, I think, and it's interesting that she's responding to anything that everybody says. What was her response?
She said, I myself, as strange as I may be daily, I think it's really important we all feel free to explore, feel passionate about whatever you wish. And she also said she feels like people want her to act like how they stereotype her to be so that they can be comfortable.
She's an Igger. I had to crack myself up.
All right, David on the line from Kansas. Good morning, David. Good morning. Hey. Dave, what up?
What up,
Dave?
What's going on, Sway? How you doing? How you ladies doing?
We are.
That's good. Hey, right, this whole thing, I'm really taking issue. Right now, we're trying to fight racism and segregation so much, and now we're asking somebody to signify themselves with a certain brand that she's not even part of, you know? And my main thing is, I'm a white guy. I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, down from K&S
liquor
store. And, Juicy J and the guys used to roll through all the time, and I was a white kid listening to rap music with my top down, and I never got messed with. Do you know why?
Why?
I was myself. I wasn't trying to portray anybody else. I wasn't that white kid with a backwards hat and a FUBU shirt on, trying to say the N-word, trying to act cool. But then again, Ari Spears joked about it. Ari Spears said there's always that white guy that you gotta be afraid of because that's that one dude you don't know. But those are all different scenarios that people live in.
So what do you think about Iggy's scenario? Iggy is somebody who was, I guess, from Australia, and then,
right.
Like I said, when you travel, like, if you're mad at Iggy for because you think she's emulating black culture or misrepresenting hip-hop, when you travel to France, the Netherlands, Japan, man, they got people in Japan that got locks in their hair.
No, you're right. And if some of these guys have ever been to Australia, Swang, yo, there's some ghettos out there that some of these guys wouldn't cut it in.
That's what I'm saying. So she's had her experience. It may not be like ours, but the hip-hop don't just belong to the States, man. It's a global phenomenon now. And maybe, you know, there's always artists that are under-acknowledged when it comes to these award shows. And we witness that every year. But that's not her fault. You know, the witch hunt to me is like, how much are we going to beat that in the ground before we figure out, well, how do we move forward and make sure that other folks, that is a balance in how people are being represented, or signifies representation in this hip hop culture. I just get tired of the Iggy bashing.
I agree.
It's old, man. We could talk about it for another year. Then what? She'll be making more hits. Then what? Are you not going to dance to the songs? Dave is in Tennessee. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Sway?
What up, bro?
Not too much. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think they're just putting way too much on her back. I mean, you know, she's getting the hip-hop community out there to people that, you know, we may have never dreamed of getting out there to, and I think that's just a positive in its own, you know, with just seeing the genre of music and the culture itself grow so much. I mean, to be honest, first time I heard Fancy, I didn't know that she was white. And I thought she got a really nice flow. Whether she writes or not, I'm kind of on Heather B's side when it comes to writing her own lyrics. But, I mean, if she can split the flow, you know, everyone's down on Rick Ross because he was, like, a prison guard or something. But it's like, he makes good songs. He makes good music, you know. That's what that part of the industry is about, you know.
All right. Thank you for your call, man. We got Chris on the line from Detroit. Chris, what up, man?
Sway, what's up with Sway?
What up, family? How you doing, man? I'm in Phoenix right now. It's hot.
Oh, man. That sounds like a plan. I'm out here in the A right now, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. My name is Chris Coltrane, though, man. I just wanted to weigh in a little bit with you guys on it, man. You know, my problem with Iggy is not, and I don't even, let me straighten that first. I don't have a problem with Iggy, first of all. You know, the biggest thing for me is not even about the race at all. It's more or less about the music. You know, I was offended a little bit by when I look at her getting these types of awards and accolades, only because I felt kind of like what Heather said, it's a little bit too early to weigh in and say that she would be at the top of hip hop or at the top of, you know, any type of rap question or any type of rap category at this juncture right now. And you know, I don't really have an offense to her race, more or less anything, but I do look at it a little weird with the music, or even like certain rappers like Future. I can't look at Future or certain artists that's out now and even call that rap. You know, I can't even put that in the same category of a true MC. Or you know, like this, I feel like none of that has any type of bearings at all when we look at what we consider to be at the height of hip-hop now.
Well, you know, the fundamentals are different from when you came in the game, maybe, you know, Chris, or when I came in the game, when Heather came in the game, it's different. It's like we're basing it all on the same criteria. And there's certain basic fundamentals that I think should stick in terms of being innovative, being unique, you know, not biting, you know, and
yeah,
that sort of thing.
That's the only issue that's why I come in there. That's the only issue. If you go back to this way, like Tina Marie, people thought she was black when they first heard her. Even Pink. When Pink came out with that first record, There You Go. Look, before we saw the video, yeah, we thought this was a black girl singing. The only issue could I possibly have, I think Iggy should enjoy her success. If she chooses to defend herself on Twitter, that's her right. But as long as she writing her lyrics, that, yo, it's all good with me, man. Do your thing and just try to stand the test of time the way Tina Marie did, the way Pink did, and all these other women. Just try to, you know, stand the test of time when the moment comes, man. I don't know.
What?
Already at a Rolls Royce. want you change. Goddamn, you change. I put it on everything. It's a hurt thing. It's a homie out. Come through hurt things. I know you hurt things. Bitch, I know you hurt things. Yeah, I know you hurt things. Know you. I'm not new to this. Coming from the motherfucking six side. I'm not new to this. Niggas wouldn't make it on this side. I'm not new to this. I'm not new. I'm not new. Yeah, I know you heard things. Nobody really likes us except for us. Yeah, all I ever needed was a squad, so that's what's up. Yeah, my sound got the whole city away right now. Yeah, so I don't give a fuck about what anybody's saying right now.
Oh.
sound.
Pop 2K.
Kia Optima.
Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. Get pre-approved at MomentumKia.com. Remember.
Old school. Thanks so much for listening while you are working. And we do jam the most 80s music. The gals of the Go-Go's right here. Let's rock out, okay? Your next chance to win tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom at 10 a.m. bonus hour with Lisa St. Regis on KISS. Here we go.
Yeah.
money only race for bucks. Peel money rolls till our thumbs get the paper cuts. Chill retardo, South Beach, Galato. Teal started up, go brr like the snarl. Woman, if you love me, please let me know. Tie rags around your neck and learn the sets we grow. These are the days of our lives, and I'm sorry to the fans, but them crackers won't play a fair job. Yeah, I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, we get it, yep, yeah, you too. I know, yep, yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
I know what you're thinking, why I call you Me Too. Everything I say, I got you say Me Too. I say I got a Benz, and you say Me Too. You're hanging out the window so they can see you, but you ain't hanging out the window when you in that G2 or that G3 or G4 like we do.
Wanna know the time, better clock us. Niggas bite the style from the shoes to the watches. Cloud hoppers, tailor suits like we mobsters. Break down keys and the dimes and sell them like gobstoppers. Who gon' stop us? Not a goddamn one of ya. Mean with the re-up, nigga, we street tumblers. Aight, yeah, that's the same color of a sword, nigga. Best believe it's the Mulliner. Take no prisoners. Rap niggas are whisperers. Choke on your own spit just as soon as you mention us. Champagne corks is kicked by Louis Sportson. Keep my hoes in Pooch and Charles Jordan. Copy chrome and touchscreen component. Make on the floor, make you high, don't it? You don't wanna know what the fuck I spent
more
on.
More traffic,
tomorrow
cool.
Ain't promise, so we live for the moment. I know, yep. Yeah, you too. Okay, we get it. Yep. Yeah, you too. I know, yep. Yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too. I know, yep. Yeah, you too. Okay, we get it. Yep. Yeah, you too. I know, yep. Yeah, you too. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Me Too.
Radio on the drop by Nina 9, of course, continuing with your requests. And I got a couple coming up. Just something from Yo Gotti. I got T.I., Wale, J. Cole, and anything else you want me to drop, just shoot that my way.
Yeah. Time for the fall of souls.
Playing that one a lot.
Morning, broadcasting live from Arizona for Super Bowl 49.
I'm waiting for the time when I can get the Arizona,
It's like, why would Sway be in Phoenix?
Heather, are you there? Tracy G, are you there?
Yes, I'm here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, me. That's real spit, though. Heather, be real spit. Man, you know, it wouldn't be Super Bowl weekend if you didn't have, you know, NFL players in here. But the one thing I like about the players we've been talking to, HB, is that they don't just come to talk about football. They have causes that they're champion as well. And with that said, man, number 82, man, some of the best hands in the league is here with us right now. Delaney Walker is here, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a round of applause.
I'm good. How you doing, baby?
I'm good, man. What's happening, man?
I'm trying to live. I'm trying to get like you. Give me a radio show, man. Live out there, you know?
Hey, man, I'm trying to get like you. Get an NFL contract and really live for real.
But I got no other choice, soon I'll be across the border. Tour mode, I'm leaving in the AM, but I wanna spend this evening breathing in your fragrance. Too long since I've seen my better half. Sometimes you gotta let go, close your eyes and let it crash. Rope life is the only one I have to give. Lonely isn't a strong enough adjective to describe all the nights that I've tried to grip tight. I lack the necessary tools to help me get right. So take your place as the temporary savior while I'm looking at your face. Look, I'll be tested on it later. I bet you like to fuck, but you love to argue. Poke a hole into my chest and pull my heart through. Up to my room for cigarettes and cartoons, or we can sit right here and try to guard these bar stools. I'll take you any way that I can have you. Bring along your ethics and your issues and your taboos. It's not the standard free bird situation, but you're talking to these pieces of a man that's trying to make it through the puzzles, travels, struggles, battles. The body pillow pimp trying to snuggle with my shadow. We can stay proper, keep the clothes on, no pressure. Just hold me and pretend like you've known me forever. Won't you?
Heard the stick in the truth. Now we all see the bitch in you. Follow me. 50, 50, 50. take the stuff you ever seen.
I'm Tony
Curtis,
Dirty
Jackson, Malcolm, you can never ever be seen.
Once I got you, I'ma give you
my flow for fo-fo-fo. My flow for fo-fo-fo. My flow for fo-fo-fo. I'ma give it to you, baby.
This is love. Now let's, nope, no shorty. That's right, you're singing more than you're rapping. I'm 50, that ain't rising.
I think this pickup truck up here might be hauling an arcade machine. Some kind of upright thing strapped into this truck. Oh, I want to catch up and see it. What is it? What is it? Alright, I'm now directly behind it. Coming up on this truck. Gonna get a little closer than I would like to get a look at what the fuck it even is. Now I'm gonna have to get over and get alongside. The fucking. What? Silver Strike Live. Got a trackball on it. Must be some kind of fucking gold tee style. Maybe it's like a bowling game. Silver Strike. Yeah, trackball in the center. Boo! That's probably pretty fun. Could be worse, could be a MAME cabinet. When I saw the trackball and then buttons off to the side, I was like, oh, is that some weird multi-purpose control panel? Some MAME cabinet weirdo. iPod just lock up again? That appears to be exactly what happened. I think it's been a piece of shit. So one last shit with sentient. Popping like a motherfucker, but I ain't flinching. Popping the funky shit that's making a sucker niggas mumble. When I move the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, say your ass against smacked. My motherfucking homie, doggy dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. If he slips, then he's slipping. Straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off on the zone till the break of dawn. See you when BDO in and the city they call Long Beach. Put the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better like this, that, and this, and it's like that, like this, and like that, and it's like this. Then you give the fuck about love. So just chill till the next episode. Backspin is your home for hearing this special Ed song at least once a week for the rest of your life. I'm not a porter, but I'm weak, so what you know? And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense, condensed to the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kind of young, but my tongue is maturing. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, but it's short.
Called Baltimore, and they also have some great teams that come out of Baltimore, like the Ravens, the Orioles, and
right? Am I saying that right?
The Orioles still with Baltimore, right? welcome to the show, number 23, cornerback, the one and only Antoine Kaysen is here, ladies and gentlemen. What up, man?
downtown.
Follow us now. No. What?
Twitter.com/SiriusXM. Number 5.
Everyone ready for the big game Sunday, and SiriusXM is there with their live radio row, like Jamie Foxx and the Foxhole, by 3 Eastern on 96.
The sizable competition is coming up. Are you ready? Do you have your chips and your dips?
Joe Blow, to everybody on your no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Vovos. Next time I'm in church, please no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for? To push a rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I can spend my...
Bad. The intro part of this song is so incredible. Like, perfect. It's Chamber of Hellos from the underrated Bay Area band Wire Train.
Wire Train? I'm all tired. Stopping in the tunnel. Here we go. Cops. Shit, I don't know how this is supposed to work. There's some sort of emergency vehicle in the tunnel behind us somewhere trying to get through. Thank you. fire department ambulance. Now back to the Black Crowes.
Geared free same-day delivery, free setup, and free disposal of your old mattress set. For complete finance information and the store nearest you, visit SleepTrain.com.
Superior service, best selection, lowest price guarantee.
Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
As big as the big game is, you know appetites will be even bigger. So Safeway has...
Believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why? Don't believe me, just why?
This is Annie from Santa Rosa, and I just won $1,000 with the phrase that pays Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
Best day in bed. Feeling of your skin locked in my head.
This place is not happening.
559, Allie should thoroughly screen the ladies. No cousins allowed.
Oh, and that's not going to be your type of party.
And then sure. 408, pretending I'm a straight lady in 3, 2, 1. Where is my high sexuality invite?
Well, no one's going to get to the sex party if we die, and that's why we give you something each and every day that will kill you unless you heed our warning.
Okay. So, some people like to relax. You might want to go to the hot springs.
Sounds nice.
A relaxing dip in a natural hot spring nearby, but you might as well be taking a dip in heaven. Because the hot springs, some of them are so hot.
Oh, God.
They
really?
Will kill you. Oh, and
oh. That was a lethal dose of morning radio. So this sucks. Fucking terrestrial radio. Let's talk about it. It's about time someone fucking took him down a peg. Here it is. Boom. The takedown you've been waiting for. These motherfuckers, like, they finally got, you know, over the last chunk of time, you know, HD radio, and they have the ability to have artist and song tags for their station, just like satellite radio has. But half the stations hijack it for their fucking, just like, their dumb fucking slogan. This is Wild 94.9, Bay's hit music. Like, fuck off.
We don't have time to research to see if we're getting a great price on a car, because we don't know what other people in the same area are paying for the same car that we're looking for. That is why you have to download
Bay's Old School. So Kiss FM is what this one says.
Is download the free app, select the car...
HD radio seems like a shitty thing.
Turn a neighborhood kitchen.
Hip-Hop Nation, first alert!
Super Chef McConan, my sprinkle serotonin. Be careful when you rolling, cause my wrist all goddamn potent. Oh, bitch, is you snowing? Well, wake up in the morning.
On your bitch. I hurt my fucking wrist doing donuts in the six. Hey, wrist.
I hate it when that happens.
Man, I hurt my fucking wrist pulling wrist. Man, you won't understand about the shit. If I catch it up, I'ma catch it up in that shit. I ain't from the shop. This is understand what I said. Man, I'm outside. Man, I'm outside. With my old man. Shit, look, sad.
First alert by Father, featuring I Love McConan and Key. Look at wrist. Give us your feedback on Facebook.com/hiphopnation.
Look at wrist is the name of that song. First. Look at wrist. I like the rappers like to talk about specific models of iPhone because it really helps date cereal. I'm gonna go inside now and just, you know, I'll leave you with this. Look at wrist.